Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, September 30th, 2024, pre-market report. People, I want to start off with this. So yesterday, I outlined my perspective on how this potential port closure could play out. A lot of you, I don't know where you're getting your information from, believe that I am absolutely wrong here, that this is an event that's going to rock the markets. We are definitely cratering moving forward. October, Shocktober, whatever it's going to be. People, what we need to pay attention to is the fact, and this is a fact, it's indisputable. We have already been given an outline by world control. World control being the Federal Reserve. Okay. The Federal Reserve, you could take, in my opinion, everything else and throw it away. The Fed is determined to pump epic sums of cash into the system. Again, in their mission to destroy it. Period, the end. To wipe us out via inflation, to artificially suppress rates from here to kingdom come and beyond. I really do not see another way that this can play out here. Moreover, I believe, and I said this yesterday, I mean, just tell me where I'm getting this wrong. I am willing to learn. If we know the Fed has already laid out their case for the rest of this year into next year and is looking for every excuse imaginable, real, engineered, or anything else to continue to fulfill their end game, which is obviously to own it all. To create cash out of thin air, to buy it all, to keep rates suppressed, to fulfill the corporate agenda here as well and destroy you and I. I just can't imagine another way this is going to play out. Is it possible, and I said this yesterday, that this could be, with regard to the port closures, a moment where this market does actually need to give some back? This market's gone straight up, people. We haven't seen what we're witnessing now in this stock market since the dot-com bubble. And you and I have nailed this to the wall. Well, everyone else is calling for a crash every other freaking day. And I know there's a lot of people out here talking about October. People, I have received so many emails from all of you. Well, Greg, what about this person? What about that? And what about this? These are the same people that have been saying that there's going to be a crash since time immemorial here. A crash is coming. But I'm telling you right now, it's impossible in this environment to point at a specific day or a specific time. What you and I need to do is, again, step back, look at the bigger picture. What we know is happening, and this is indisputable, is the global economy is contracting at its fastest pace on record ever. We also understand that central banks are ballooning the global money supply. Interesting, isn't it? It's a phenomenon that you would expect to see in a takeover event. This is central banks with their bases all over the world. You know this, which are their headquarters in every continent on this globe. And they're using those to attack us. It's a war. It's an out-and-out war, and we are losing. You understand? However, comma, we can flip the tables. Now, going back to this port closure thing and this market giving something back. So it looks like tomorrow it's going to happen. How long this is going to go, I have no idea. Whether it's going to be a day, a week, a month, the longer this goes, obviously the more pressure there's going to be on you and me, on the economy. I've also said the faster the economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. I believe this is going to give the Fed a green light, which is what they want, to continue to inflate even more so than they've already promised us already. Does this make sense to you so far? So, with that said, look, this channel here is about opportunity, as I've been telling you for years, all right? It's not about fear, it's about awareness. Let the sheep run around here in some kind of an induced psychosis of fear. It's paralyzing. It doesn't allow people to make the right decisions. Does this sound about right to you as well? There's a lot of people that have way too much fear. They've been told where to look. They've been told what to be afraid of. And the puppets, here running for president here, which is an inconsequential situation here. Again, the world is not run by kings, queens, monarchs, dictators, or anything else. It's run by the central banks, period. But they know how to play on your weakness, make you afraid of something, real or imagined. And they got you. You're done. You understand? It's too easy to manipulate the minds of weak men and women. That's not me, and that is certainly not you if you are a lion. A lion is able to see through the nonsense, the garbage, the propaganda, the deceptions, the whole freaking freak show, and make the right choices. So again, understanding the situation here, I don't really, maybe some of you can tell me where this is coming from. All this fear over this port closures. I mean, I don't pay attention, I'll be honest with you, to what other people say with regard to on YouTube or anything else. I make up my own mind based on my research, my understanding of what's happening here. And I wish more of you would adopt that. Use your own God-given intellect to see through the propaganda, the garbage, the fear campaign against you, and look for opportunities to make this twisted system work for you and not against you. This sound about right here. So let's throw out a hypothetical. Let's say, for example, again, this market has gotten way ahead of itself. It needs to come down. If this port closure thing turns out to hit the market a little bit, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Look, this is the greatest tool in the history of the financial world, in my view, to observe in real time what the Federal Reserve is doing here. These are not just squiggly lines. The Manarino Market Risk Indicator, again, it's free to everybody with a functioning brain that just knows what they're looking at. And I'm telling you, this is not just squiggly lines. This is, you're seeing in real time, this has been going on here for a long time. Again, it's really got started in June when the Fed began their full-on quantitative easing cycle hidden from everybody. But this mechanism here is dollar weakness, Fed buying it all, weakening the currency, keeping rates suppressed. As long as this trend remains, and we are in it full blown, even if the market were to fall 15, 20%, what are you going to do? You're going to go in the corner and suck your thumb off? No, you're going to look at this as opportunity. You're going to, what this is telling you is, you need to buy it all. And I'm not just talking about the stock market, okay? You already know where I am. Greg Manarino is an open book to everyone. Everyone knows what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and why I'm doing it. Okay, now with that said, we are going to add to our positions at every single opportunity that comes along. Period. As long as this trend continues. This also means gold, silver, commodities across the board, and cryptocurrencies are on sale. On sale. Understand? It's too easy, man. So, let's just lay out. I've already said a million times, we will not deviate from what we're doing. We are steadfast. And that's the beauty of what we've been doing for many, many years. We've never had a change. Never once have we had to deviate what we're doing here. We stay on target because we are on target. Meaning, if the market drops, every opportunity that comes along, we're going to buy more of this market. We're getting longer the market. Well, everyone is afraid out there being psyoped into whatever, I don't know, somebody else's agenda is and creating that fear. We're going to capitalize on that. I'm telling you right now. Okay, when the market runs off of two factors and two factors only, fear and greed. Fear is stronger. Market always overreacts. We, as the lions, take advantage of that. With regard to the stock market, I'm telling you, I will be adding to my positions, more specifically JEPQ. Why JEPQ? It gives you exposure to tech. And I've been telling you forever that tech is the place to be. Artificially suppressed rates are going to make tech shine moving forward. So we're going to take advantage of that. I'm also in JEPI big time. You all know that. All right. But JEPQ, I've already built my position in JEPI. Now I'm building, and I have been building for quite a while, my JEPQ. With regard to precious metals, commodities, people, man, this is a no-brainer. Off the Richter scale, I mean, honestly, every opportunity that comes along, every one, We're going to smile, all right? And we're going to buy. We're going to buy, and then we're going to buy some more. More specifically, this one, people, silver, 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 silver. All right? Look, man, do your own research about this stuff, but there's not another more suppressed asset, undervalued than silver, in my opinion, all right? And you're entitled to your own on this one. And cryptocurrency as well, because of its market cap. People, man, this is too simple. That's what I'm telling you. This is a free-for-all right now. This is a gift. You understand? This environment is a gift on an epic scale. Again, look, they shut down the entire global economy during COVID. And it cost you and me here in the United States alone $3.6 trillion. What did that do? Push that market up. Record, 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 record. While the economy was shut down. So you think that this foreclosure is going to... This is it? This is the end all? For those of you that are writing to me, Greg, you're wrong. Oh, Greg, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, this is really the... Where are you getting this information from, people? Look, as I have said to all of you, I am willing to learn. I really am, all right? I don't know everything, and we collectively are stronger. You all know that. Tell me where I'm getting this wrong. If what I am saying does not make sense to you, I really want to hear from you specifically. I know that most of my lions here are going to see eye to eye with me. I get it. And but for those of you that believe I'm wrong, I mean, it's too stupid. People say, Greg, you're wrong. No explanation why. Just, you're wrong. Greg is wrong. Oh, well, that's... Makes all the difference in the world. These are idiotic comments, man. Explain where I'm getting it wrong. I am willing to learn. We collectively can learn from each other here. All right. I do not see this playing out in a different way. As I said, if in fact the market falls, which we need to drop 10, 15, 20%, what are you going to do? You're going to cry about it? If we understand that central banks are going to continue to do what they're doing to a much greater degree, meaning more currency devaluation, meaning more artificially suppressed rates, all that's going to do is like a slingshot, pull back, bang, and allow this market to explode. Because I can promise you, what the institutional investors are going to do is buy it all. So what you and I are going to do is do what they're doing, okay? It's so easy to understand, in my view. But again, you got a different perspective on this? I want to hear from you. I really, really do. Because I just... can't envision this playing out another way. It just seems too freaking easy. All right, with that said, people, look, man, I hope you got something out of this video. Very important. We know what to do. We understand the situation. We understand who our enemy is, and we know who the puppets are. We know what they're pushing, man. The same agenda the Fed wants. We promise lower rates, because that's what you need. Which means, of course, a weaker currency. You can't. If you're falling for this trap, then I guess you're actually done. And I don't know what to say with that. I mean, I feel very, very, very sorry for you. Because you're going to be paralyzed and you're not going to know what to do. And you're going to be looking in the wrong places again for someone to bail you out. The only one who can bail you out is you in this environment. We have no friends here other than each other. Do you understand that? Or is that too abstract for you? We know the game. Nobody knows the game better than you do, better than I do. And that's why we have been ripping the face off of this forever, and we're going to continue to do it. We're not going to allow this twisted, bizarre freak show to take advantage of us. Ain't happening on my watch. It's not happening here. All right. I've made a promise to all of you, and I mean this with every fiber of my being, that I will never, ever let you down. What happened? And we got each other's backs always, and that is our strength. You understand? Love you all from the heart. I really mean that with all I got. I will see all of you later on for the live stream. This live stream has been a very big disappointment lately. We need more people there. We're getting about 2,000 during the live stream. I mean, people, please share this stuff. Get it out there. Tell people to... I want to answer your questions in real time. I will do my best to do so. Let's use this as an opportunity to be stronger. You understand? All right. Love you all. I will see you later. Until we meet again, people, please take care of yourselves and each other. All right?